The West Live.
The West Live
with Ben O'Shea.
We can't leave the show on that pretty morbid note. So instead, I'm going to turn our attention to a story on Perth Now. You guys don't know I'm going to mention this. So a story on Perth Now on the Hey Bestie column. You obviously know this, Nat.
We love Hey Bestie column. So it's Good Friday.
We've spoken about this before, Jeff. So this is the sex column that's published every Friday on Perth Now by noted sexologist Amanda Lambros, who is a legend. And so her topic today was, is it okay to bonk in front of the family dog?
God, I would have thought not.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'd just chuck the dog outside. Well, no, of course not.
But I think, I'm not defending this in any way, right? I don't have a dog, all right? Before
you
start,
have a parrot?
Before people start
you
reading.
Have a parrot?
Yeah, my parrot has his own room. Thank you very much.
You imagine?
We're not. Oh my God. Okay. So,
what does Polly want?
Some people are, from what I understand, have dog sleep on the end of their bed and all that. Do you kick the dog out of the room, or do you just get it on and let nature take its course and go, you know what, the dog's here, who cares? Amanda has spoken in her column today on and Hey Bestie on Perth Now and said, massive revelation. The dog knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, dog massively know what's going on because they can, in her words, sniff you out. So, you're welcome for that visual.
If that is not a reason to kick the dog out, I don't know what is.
I don't know where who came up with that knowledge? Who did the research? Because I'm not a scientist. I would have naturally assumed they knew what was going on. Surely.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't got the brain capacity of a human being, but they're not stupid, aren't dogs?
Yeah. So you're saying, if the dog is in there, it wants to be in there. It's getting some sort of enjoyment.
Apparently,
out of it.
There can be. This is what Amanda says in her column. I'm only going off Amanda's told me, right? But Amanda says that these dogs can apparently they know they've got very strong senses of smell. They can sense the pheromones. They know when you're getting it on. They can get territorial. So particularly if you're on the bed in the area that they would normally sleep.
If you've invited a Tinder date back to your house and you're getting busy, the territorial dog might be like, hang on a minute.
Do you mind if the dog sits in?
And they can also feel left out now, in a sense that, you know, you're being intimate and loving towards each other, the dog is, you know, feeling a bit left out.
Well, they might just think you're wrestling, and it might get a bit playful and try and, you know.
And that was another thing she says, that it could feel like you're getting harmed depending on what your activities are.
What was the recommendation? Is it a good thing to have the dog in, or the good thing to throw the dog out?
If you're in doubt, just kick the dog out.
She says
use treats. Put it in another room. Wow. I was not expecting we discussed this
Just so for the listeners' benefit, can we just get a final vote on whether you think that it is okay? Jeff, you're a no.
Dog gone.
A dog gone for me.
Walking around in the nutter, yes. In the room with no. Just no.
Three no's. So that's pretty definitive, I think. So everybody out there, just leave Fido in the lounge room.
My God, yes.
What are you guys up to this weekend?
Well, I can't wait for the next column. That's, you know, when's that published?
It's on Perth Now right now,
Jeff. No, the next one.
Every Friday.
Look out for it on Perth Now.
Oh. Yeah. I'll tell you what, all the questions you didn't know you needed answered, Jeff.
What are you up to this weekend, Nat?
I think we're going out for a Bev tonight, aren't we, Ben?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
we are. Oh, yeah, obviously it's top of your list of priorities. And I'm going to be making my Christmas cakes tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Beautiful.
I know. Starting already.
I've got to buy some house fans.
House fans?
Three of them, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ceiling fans.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
What, are you going to get with the modern sort or the old Federation-y style?
No, the modern sort.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, look, nice.
Some fancy ones out there these days.
Oh, yeah. Not cheap either.
Exactly. Well, great work, guys. Thanks for joining us in the studio. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.